This recording, Coahuila 1, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a super private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was so much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unnecessary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Coma, Coma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Coma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Coma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I was born and raised in Mexico for about 12 years. Then I moved to Germany because of my dad's job. And that was the first time that I met people that spoke fluent English. It was pretty surprising. There were also people from other colors. I was used to just white, maybe brown, but not really black or other skin tones. Then I learned a little bit of German, but now I forgot most of it because I hadn't practiced a lot of it. And I've been living in the U.S. for 5 years now. And I think I've had a pretty good time here in the U.S. It's definitely different than Mexico and Germany, but it's nice. The people here are friendly. Los devanados del estator deben ser de barras aisladas unidas a los extremos para formar bobinas. Estas bobinas deben ser de cobre protegido contra la corrosión con laminaciones transpuestas por el método Ruebel, de modo que cada una ocupe todas las posiciones radiales en la bobina para minimizar pérdida por corrientes circulantes. Los cabezales de las bobinas, los separadores, amarres y cuñas, así como las terminales del devanado del estator, deben estar rígidamente soportados y sujetos para prevenir vibraciones o deformaciones anormales en cualquier condición de operación.